What blocks you from becoming an achiever? What do you need to become an achiever? Willpower? Self-discipline? What do you need? Achiever equals someone who achieves something worth writing home about, or worth reading about. Yesterday I had this sneaky idea that I will buy and complete and analyze a bunch of more money type courses, and that way I'll find out what other teachers teach, and will help me to make my own course different, unique, and better. I stumbled on a few courses, among them one by Yarnu Yuron, who teaches and has many testimonials support his claim that he had invented the wheel. That in just 7 steps he can, his $1,000 course can wipe away your drama in life, wipe away the unproductive bad feelings you have been repeating, so you can, after the course, after clearing layers and layers of the memories of bad things, you can live a life of constant bliss, and most importantly attract the things you want, not the same things that resonate with what happened in those incidents. Long sentence. Sorry about that. When I muscle test if he can do that, wipe away your decisions about yourself and about life permanently, muscle test says no. But he did say one thing that holds water, is significant, and I can stand for. I wrote it down verbatim. Your circumstances don't create your feelings create your circumstances. In my vernacular, word usage, I call that you are a clearing for. In the law of attraction vernacular you would say, you attract the things into your life that you are on the same vibrational frequency with. Bah humbug! The interpretation of the phenomenon is slanted to prove the inane idea that vibrational frequency is what is it. But what is the operative role of your feelings in creating your circumstances? I thought you would never ask. Lol. There are a few laws that I need to first teach here. Law number 1, what you focus on expands. How much? The more you focus on, the more it expands. But at the expense of what? Would be an intelligent question to ask, but I haven't heard that asked. Yet. I have a student who looks at the world through the complaint, I can never get what I want. Naturally she focuses on that, I can never get what I want, at the expense of everything she could give. Why is that an issue? Because in life everything comes to you from other people. Who exchange value for value, what they get from you to what they give you. If your focus is only on what you get, I promise you'll be poor, and wretched. Because even when you embark on an activity that could cause you to achieve something, halfway through the activity your focus will shift to I can never get what I want and you'll quit. Because you can tolerate being on the losing end of the scales, you'll have to quit. But all achievements need you to be on the losing end of the losing end of the scales, until your actions start shifting the balance. And then you will get what you worked for. In the end. You probably do this, quit, see the world this way, in every area of your life. And, of course, you have attracted a life that proves to you that you can't get what you want. Because you won't. Law number 2, your vantage point. I am not sure how to word it as a law. To be sure every law is a human construct. All there is, in reality, is things happening one way or another. Then a human comes in and talks. And says, it's a law. So what I am going to say is not a law. But it is something that you can observe if you have eyes to see. Most people don't. Meaning, they can't see to save their lives. This phenomenon has something to do with vibration. Or more precisely with where you are looking from. If you live in the jungle and every step is dangerous, because there are predators, and poisonous plants and spiders, that is one place to look from. If you live in the trees and look down to the jungle floor and see the struggle there, that is another place to look from. If you fly high above the canopy of the trees of the jungle, you can see the trees, the floor, and beyond, that is also another place to look from. Most people are stuck on the jungle floor where the rule is it is either you or me, it is either what I want or what you want. Conflict. All the names of all the soul corrections are written in the language of the jungle floor. Or Ness. If you wanted to raise your eyes to the level of the treetops, you would have to let go of the notion that two conflicting things, wills, wants, cannot coexist. You would need to enter the paradigm of a Ness. On the jungle floor you need to be a predator to win. But all wins are temporary and come with no peace, and no accomplishment. For accomplishment you need to raise yourself to the level where the conflicts are seen from above. You cannot stay on the same level. If every moment you need to get what you want, whatever it is, you don't have a chance to ever look further out, to what you could want in the future. You can't have a vision, because life is a survival struggle, It is either you or someone or something else. Not the ideal environment and circumstance to stop and create a vision that is, by its nature, only down the line. Removed in time. And maybe this is somewhat like a law. Without vision there is no achievement. Why? Because without vision the context of every action is some default. And the default is almost always about you, and about what you want or don't want. Without a vision you won't check if you are going in the direction you intend to go. You'll only see the checks and balances of that one action, and you either come out ahead, or you come out behind, and that will be the deciding factor whether you'll take another action or not. Here is an if-told story of the airplane that crash-landed in the dense forest with 40 engineers on board. They urgently needed to get to a village, or they would die of thirst and starvation. So they started to walk, but the undergrowth was so thick, they had to carve a path in it to be able to get anywhere. So like engineers do, they developed an effective way of using their tools, cutting the branches at exactly 45 degrees, and eventually did start to advance at quite a good pace. The pilot, not an engineer, instead of joining in the effort, climbed the tallest tree, and looked around, and saw that the only village he could see was at exactly the opposite direction. The pilot saw vision, the engineer saw only the action. In the default context of perfectly 45 degree cuts. Winning the battle but not the war. Not funny. But that is how most every human lives. At no matter what level of income, society, capitalist, socialist, Republican, Democrat, black, white and pink. No vision, no long-range vision. By the way, my mother's sole correction was long-range vision. I.e. what she didn't have. She could not see beyond the moment in its jungle floor conflicts. She yelled, she hit, she despaired. She didn't amount to much, despite her two master's degrees, and high IQ. The more reactive you are, the less likely that you have a vision. Or that you can even have a vision. What is the difference between a vision and a goal? I am not sure, when I look at the words. So I am, instead, going to talk about the two kinds of way either shows up while living your life, doing what you do. One way is what they teach, have a goal, focus on your goal. Blah blah blah. This is the forceful, jungle floor kind of behavior where you live in the paradigm of either or. You are either doing what will take you closer to the goal, you are either winning or losing. This is what is underneath the many deaths on the slopes of Mount Everest, according to the story I shared yesterday. This is what makes a student of mine pay for but not show up in classes. She is too busy making her goal happen, moving to Massachusetts and changing her business. It is not that her actions are wrong, by the way. It is the forceful way where she has no time and no permission to take her eyes off the goal, not even for an hour or two to come to a class. This is the goal way. The other way is where your vision is a backdrop. The context. It colors everything and it helps you get what you need for the journey from every experience. Propelling you towards your vision, even though on the surface the thing you are doing, experiencing, has nothing to contribute to it. You are not on the jungle floor, you are mostly on the branches of the trees. And at least occasionally even above the trees, seeing the big picture. Here is an example from my life. I started my participation in landmark education programs, was called WEA at the time, in 1985 with the vision they suggested to have, a world that works for everyone with no one left out. Other than those programs, I had no hope for a life I can like. They gave me a vision and I ran with it. That was the context inside which I did everything they asked me to do, share. Invite people to introductions, join the phone team and call people to invite them to do a seminar, take cold showers, share. For most people in the same programs, those requests appeared differently. The requests appeared on the jungle floor. You want me to sell your programs for you? So most didn't do any of them, or when they did any, only as projects, not as a spiritual practice. I learned 70% of the skills I use in my work today as a result of accepting those requests, and share, invite, phone, do the homework, take cold showers, etc. I had my vision capacity open. I was already in my 40s, and the vision capacity came to life. It's been a tough road to hoe, but that is how vision works. Visions are for life, not only for a project. The vision hasn't changed. It is still a world that works for everyone with no one left out. That will keep you on your toes till you die. Unless you think other people in the world should change. Then you got the idea on the jungle floor and you are a campaigner. In the Saturday webinar this week we'll look at the identity you invented for yourself, the identity that keeps you on the jungle floor, where you can have a vision only a goal, and where you are forced to live in the world of either or. We'll look what you could invent as a new wrinkle on your personality that would allow more of life to work for you, that would allow you to not be left out. Your personality slash worldview can go through many such alterations and tweaks until you get to the self that experiences life working for you and maybe even spectacularly. So it is not a one-step process. Far from it. Is it worth going for it even though a complete turnaround may take a lot more work than coming to a 2-hour workshop? It's really up to you. If you hope to get from zero to all in 2 hours, I'd rather that you don't come at all. I can only take 6 people, and I don't want anyone at the webinar who takes up space but provides none. I used to be like that. By the way, if I could grow out of it, you can too. The webinar is at 4 p.m. in 2 days, on Saturday. It's a webinar. I prefer that you can talk. So please have a working microphone. Is it possible to alter your personality enough in one session to turn you into a person who attracts suddenly what you want? Temporarily, yes. Permanently, you'll need to settle and practice a new way of being, or you will go back to what's comfortable. Your rebelling ways of being. Okay, here is the link to register. Register in the personality workshop. Go to www.yourvibration.com/personality.